Well, Catherine, I suppose most of your listeners will be very familiar with the cross-border health directive, which has been in operation now in this country since 2014, and it's been hugely successful. And just to give your listeners an idea of how successful it is, when it was first introduced in June 2014, that particular year, only 7 reimbursements to the value of €29,000 actually happened. But by last year, just to show you how popular it has become and the growth of it, last year 4,614 people availed of the cross-border health directive at a cost to the HSE of almost €15 million. So those figures prove that this has been a hugely successful project. And unfortunately, as your listeners would know, due to Brexit, that door is now closed to people from the Irish state wishing to travel to the UK for health procedures. But the government introduced at the end of last year, with Brexit in mind, they have what they call now at the moment a Northern Ireland planned healthcare scheme, which basically means that it's business as usual for a 12-month period, whereby people from the state who are seeking healthcare in the north can continue to do so for 12 months and then get reimbursed for that procedure, let it be hip replacement, eye care, knee replacement or whatever. So that's welcome news, and it's important that your listeners would know that. But unfortunately, it's only for a 12-month period, and what I'm calling for is a more long-term replacement for the cross-border health directive so that people can plan accordingly. You know yourself, Catherine, from the day you decide to have a procedure to the day you actually have it, there's a period of time involved there. And I think to give people confidence in availing of the temporary scheme that's in place, we need something more long-term and concrete for people.
Yeah, because as you mentioned, there is quite a lengthy time between that period of getting your appointment and maybe even deferrals and that kind of thing. I'm sure, you know, this temporary scheme doesn't really cut it. People who are affected would be concerned.
Absolutely. I suppose for anybody that's in pain at the moment, the option of getting it done more or less right away in Northern Ireland, for example, is very, very tempting. And I'm sure anybody that goes early in the year, you would imagine there shouldn't be a delay in that regard. But as the year moves on and in the second half of the year, people will be concerned if they go and get the procedure done, would all the paperwork and all be completed and get themselves reimbursed for their costs by the HSE before year end? So that's an unfair position for people to be in. So we are reviewing, the government is reviewing talks with the health authorities at the moment for a more long-term scheme. And I suppose I would like to see that expedited as soon as possible so that people would have a more long-term solution for their health need. And I suppose as well, it's no harm maybe when we are reviewing it, Catherine, people in private hospitals or private hospital owners would always say that they have free capacity as well, and that they would complain that when people were going across to different parts of the UK or indeed Europe for that matter to get healthcare, there was spare capacity in our private hospitals. And perhaps that's something that we should look at now as well. More utilisation of our private hospitals is something maybe that we should put into the mix too.